The Hunter by Tom Wood.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Paris, France, Monday, 06:19 Central European Time. The target looked older than in the photographs. The glow from the streetlight accentuated the deep lines in his face and pallid, almost sickly complexion. To Victor, the man seemed on edge, either high on nervous energy or maybe just too much caffeine. But whatever the explanation, it wasn't going to matter 30 seconds from now. The name on the dossier was Andris Ozols, Latvian national, 58 years old, 5 feet 9 inches tall, 160 pounds. He was right-handed. No noticeable scars. His greying hair was cut short and neat, as was his moustache. Ozols' eyes were blue. He wore glasses for short-sightedness. He was smartly dressed. A dark suit beneath his overcoat. Polished shoes. With both hands, he clutched a small leather attaché case to his stomach. At the entrance to the alleyway, Ozols glanced over his shoulder. An amateurish move. Too obvious to trip up a shadow. Too quick to register one if he did. Ozols didn't see the man standing in the shadows, just a few yards away. The man who was there to kill him.